Sāmbā dāng gōmbī kērāb gōngi gōngdā pērē mānamī.
So Rinpoche wishes everyone good evening and prays that the wisdom of listening to, reflecting upon, and meditating upon the teachings will increase.
Nē dāmbō ngē tēkbā tēmbī jūy lāma lē sōngbē kuñ jō sōngjē tēkbā tēmbī.
Rinpoche will begin tonight by reciting Rinpoche will begin tonight by reciting a prayer of praise to the three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, which comes from the text, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra.
Kanji doma vinda meje sanje nira nongsa sanje nene mato do sanje nida vayla chenji raja durjin jona dunga nyuka chunji nazo tate jiko tesong tsepa nyingde de la kanji me me yu me ye me ma ye ye me le shin do dobar mene me tek tang da so so rangi re shi jime ye shi vajar na de me kwa kwa na cha wa Dandara, Tene kwenche se po wanjir chujan pechin chan chal Nanjir chichi kwen tu do chan mi tu chi chan wang Dari ke tan su tan du jingke Chuvam ta tan mi ye ke na Ruwa kwenche chakhe che san pa Tam chi ke tu ta ke chi chan wang
Oh la su tan Ruwa nam kan ta tan nyan pechin chin tam chi chi chan du Si ki nyi jin ta la mene ba Yang ta pa zu pis san chi chi kumbha na pa chi tu par sa
He requests that we, before the teaching begins, give rise to a mind which aspires to attain the state of perfect Buddhahood, a state which abides neither in cyclic existence nor in the peace of Nirvana. And we do this for the benefit of all sentient beings who are as many as the sky is vast. And we aspire then, we set our mind in a way that we will energetically listen to, reflect upon, and meditate upon the teachings. Of all of the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, then that which expresses the most perfect view and the most complete meditation, then, is that of the profound path of Mahamudra. In the Kagyupa tradition, then, there have been many lamas and siddhas who have commented on and written about Mahamudra teachings. And in this context, tonight, Rinpoche is basing his teachings upon a text called The Ocean of the Definitive Meaning by the ninth Karmapa, Wangchuk Dorje.
The Nanto de Motepa La, Nama Simpson Motepa, Sim Tungbar Motepa, Tungba Ludrup de Motepa, Ludrup Randrup de Motepa, Tanabayiri.
in the context of these teachings, then Rinpoche will explain an investigation into the pointing out instructions or recognition concerning mind, which is divided into four parts. And the first of these is recognizing or the pointing out instructions of appearances as being mind. The second is that mind is emptiness. Third is that emptiness is spontaneous presence. And the fourth is that spontaneous presence is self-liberation. Then in the way of explaining, or the manner in which Mahamudra is explained, that there are two ways. One is simply directly explaining Mahamudra itself without connecting it up to corresponding philosophical views. And the second way is explaining Mahamudra in a progressive way through relating it to the different philosophical views.
Dene saja chimpa pena loma, dene nindro tang sarva tang, tesun zani mepa, wambu yang ram dravu chona, dene saja chimpa kapsang kato nishye na, digayore.
If one is teaching students or disciples who have, for example, completed the preliminary practices, who do not have any kind of hesitancy or doubts, and who are endowed with superior capabilities, then it is permissible to teach Mahamudra just straight, directly. It is Rinpoche's opinion that because in this audience there are both newer students and older, more experienced students, that it is a good idea to explain Mahamudra in a progressive fashion, connecting it, making the relationship between the explanation and the different views. If there are those who are have listened to many Dharma teachings and who have the experience of a lot of Dharma practice, then it's quite okay in listening to the teachings simply to focus in on and to concentrate on the teachings concerning the Mahamudra itself. For newer students who perhaps have not heard many Dharma teachings, then to listen to the teachings and relate the teachings to the different philosophical views of the vehicle of characteristics as Rinpoche will be explaining them, and to focus on those and concentrate on those is probably a better approach. And then later, based on that, it the actual understanding of Mahamudra at a later time will be much easier. That Rinpoche feels that to begin with, if one listens to the teachings of the different views, progressive views of the vehicle of characteristics, thinks about these a while, experiences them through concentrating, reflecting upon them, and then through that one's inner wisdom knowledge will increase, and then later that one will be able to really easily understand Mahamudra and to easily receive the teachings or the explanations about Mahamudra.
Yang loma kahe tsender le tambo pe yin yang jeba nga ma chwe mang de ni se ba den ra bo yin na yang tene ko to ba si gre tsender le tambo pe yin yang jeba nga ma chwe mang bo ni so se be pa kha yo na yang sa pa yi ma re ning ba da ko to
There may be those who seem to be new to the Dharma. However, in past lives, they have listened to many Dharma teachings. They have practiced the Dharma. And then in this life, although seeming to be new, that they are able to understand the Mahamudra teachings sort of immediately. And these seemingly new students are actually old students.
Saja chenpu log ni le tangpo semchang ji log de chi go.
To begin with the subject that appearances are mind, there are two ways to relate it to the view. And the first is to relate it to the teachings of the Chittamatrins or the mind-only school of Buddhism. And the second is to relate it to the actual view of Mahamudra itself. But you will begin with relating it to the view of the Chittamatrins or mind-only school.
Tene semchang je log ta na jeva thoma me pa ni marik pa ta danzin je go ni le sa le me da ba na so pa sa le je pa cha te kwe je nam chi la ya pa re le je pa cha kwe je nam chi la ya pa te da tene pa cha te se pa to je le je pa cha dan thi be tene Sir Yorja Nava, Ta Nava Zangbo, the Namba, the Pama Lasso, then the Nava Madava Natsa was heavier.
According to the views of the Chittamatran or mind only school, then from beginningless time, under the sway of ignorance and ego clinging, then one has implanted or placed karmic seeds along with their habitual tendencies within the stream of the all base or universal consciousness. And then later these seeds which have been placed, these karmic seeds or habitual tendencies which have been placed in this all base universal foundational or ground consciousness, alaya vijnana, that they awaken. And through this awakening, that there appears all kinds of seemingly various outer appearances, good, positive, negative, and neutral, and so forth. So if one asks, where are these karmic seeds together with their habitual tendencies, where are they placed? Then the answer is that they are placed within the foundational universal consciousness.
Sentambalola, Sir Yorja Nama de Pakha less over, Trunang Ibasena, Sir the Dembar Madrobare, Sir Dembar Madrobare, Sir Tunda Madrobare, Sir Yorte Zunzain Tade the Madrobare, Sentam, Sir Yorja Nama de Sentam.
Since these habitual tendencies and karmic seeds have been placed within the foundational consciousness, this alaya vijnana, then it is said, it is asserted within the Chittamatran view then that all kinds of dualistic appearances, that is the difference between perceiver and perceived, that these are simply confused, bewildered appearances. These do not have any true inherent existence. These do not have any kind of reality or actuality, but these appearances are stated as being simply mind alone. Then, to summarize the view of the mind-only school, then it is saying that what seems to be outer appearances are nothing than the confused appearances of the arisal of these habitual tendencies, and that they are simply mind. The mind-only school asserts that there are eight types of consciousness, and these are six normal consciousnesses, meaning the five central consciousness and the mental consciousness, and then what is called the afflicted consciousness, being the seventh, and the eighth being this all-base, ground, foundational, universal consciousness. If one wants to give an example to illustrate these eight types of consciousnesses, then it is said that this ground, Alaya Vijnana, this universal consciousness, then is like an ocean. And moving across the surface of the ocean is a wind is blowing. And the wind then illustrates this conditional afflictive consciousness. And then due to this wind, this afflictive consciousness, moving over the ocean of the universal consciousness, there arise the waves of the six normal consciousnesses. If one relates this idea with samsara or cyclic existence, then cyclic existence is simply confused appearances. It has no true inherent existence, it is only mind. Therefore, all of the various appearances of this life are simply confused appearances. They are only mind, and they do not have any true inherent existence. So, the outer appearances that we see, then these are simply the confused appearances which are due to the power of the habitual tendencies. But then, if these appearances are not outer, then how do they arise? One has a doubt about this. They're said to be only mind, they're said not to be outer, but then how do they arise? A good example to apply is the example of the dream. In a dream, that whatever appears to be outward in a dream, whatever appearances seem to be in outer appearances, that those appearances are nothing but mind. The sky, the earth, mountains, whatever appears in a dream, these dream appearances are only mind. And so one needs to reflect upon and think a lot about this example. Since all outer appearances of this life are only mind, then suffering is only mind, the afflictive emotions are only mind, they have no true inherent existence.
Donga sem tsa da nyamong sem tsa yin ba de ya donga che si ji chin de donga che si ji chin donga che par se pe chin pe na me che 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 na mala de me che 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 na mala je donga che si ji ji chin de me dan che ro wa ta donga te sem tsa yin ba jom se ka de sa go donga che si ji jo te sem tsa yin ba sa go donga che si ji jo jo de se ro de den bar ma ro ga re pena malam do me che chui cherwai na tene malam je dunga chi si the sem ta re malam je me yan sem ta re bhakya ka thana ta re ma do sar do yom ma re malam do chui cherwai dunga chi gi re dunga ti chi si ji chu te sem ta me re ma te ge da me thi ya da chui che ya je lu te ya bhakya ka thana ni be sa na sem ta re ta dunga chi si ji ju chi sar ji me dan chu da kāng tō tsikyā kā lū tē sēm tsāng yīmē sē nā tēnē mē tāng chō mē tāng sērūr jī mē tāng chō tāng rāng kā lū jī wāng bō tē pā lē sōng wā dōngā yāng tēnē sēm tsāng rē strūpa nā wā rē mā tō tōng tō mūnē tēng pār mā rō bō tēng tō tē mūnā jī kāp sō
Since that the experiences of suffering and also the afflictive emotions are only mind, it is also said to be the case that the conditional causes for that suffering are also only mind. For example, in a dream, if there is the suffering of being burnt by fire or the suffering of being carried away by floodwaters, then not only is this suffering said to be only mind, but the conditional cause, the fire which burns, the floodwaters which sweep one away, and the body which is burned and swept away by the floodwaters, are also said to be mind. And so as it is in the dream, then it is said that it is the same in the waking state, that both the suffering and the conditional causes for the suffering are only mind. If one would put this into the scheme of a kind of syllogistic argument, it would run somewhat as follows. Taking as the subject cyclic existence, it is only mind because it is simply the bewildered, confused appearances of habitual tendencies. For example, like a dream. Taking the appearances of this life, they are only mind. They are simply the confused appearances of habitual tendencies.
If
if one comes to a very stable confidence, a kind of realization that outer appearances are only mind, then one no longer grasps to outer appearances as being truly inherently existent. As was said before, even the conditional causes of suffering such as fire and floodwaters are only mind. We could put this into a logical argument as follows. The outward conditional causes, So taking as the subject the outer conditional causes, apparitional causes, that they are simply mind, because they are the confused appearances of the habitual tendencies, like, for example, the fire and floodwaters in a dream. All beings, then, they go through various kinds of sufferings. Human beings also, we go through various sufferings and have many difficulties. These sufferings and difficulties which we experience are simply the confused appearance of habitual tendencies. They are simply mind and have no true inherent existence.
Tina ta semsan ji lo la le jang semsan re le sa kwa yang semsan re le jin de bu nyu wa yang semsan re.
It is also said that karmic action is only mind, the performing or doing of karmic action is only mind, the experience of the fruit of karmic action is only mind.
De yin do nga zu chen de ye na wan de pa kya de na wan semsan yin be se na je wa nga ma ye semsan ji lo lo ye re.
Just like the outer, seemingly outer appearances of this life are said to be the confused appearances of habitual tendencies and only mind, so is it that the previous lives, which are also asserted in the Chittamatran view, these out past life experiences and outer seemingly appearances are also asserted to be only mind, and in the same way all various possible appearances in future lives, like the appearances in this life, are said to they will also be only mind. If one gains a certain confidence that the appearances of this life are only mind, the confused appearances of habitual tendencies, and to be like the appearances in a dream, then it will be very easy to understand that the same applies to past and future lives. How does the Chittamatran view then explain cyclic existence or samsara with the state which is beyond suffering or nirvana? They say that what is called samsara or cyclic existence is simply the confused appearances due to the habitual tendencies, and that when this confusion or bewilderment becomes exhausted, then this is nirvana.
Simsan bache la tanda khorba tanyan de kande re se ne traba son na. Tene bhakchan trupe nama den khorba re, bhakchan trupe nama den khorba re, bhakchan trupe nama de se na nyangin len deva re se len tabcho. Tabgire.
If a proponent of Chittamachan is asked, well, then how do you explain the arisal of cyclic existence? They simply answer, cyclic existence occurs through the bewildered appearances of the habitual tendencies, and again, that when this confusion and bewilderment is exhausted, then there is nirvana.
This is Danda Nama Semso. Nama semso topa la tambo semsan che taba te yapo shina yapo yare. Kaza le tambo pa soke nama semsan yipa te semsan che loso te ten te shirap che cheba sena yapo to.
That in the explanation of appearances being mind, then it is easiest for the beginner then to apply himself or herself to using their intelligence to consider this view of the Chittamachans.
Tene te ta semsan che lukchor nama semsu drupa te semsan che lukchor do du ji kibay.
So
te chiran so ta da sarpa so ke te samaya pata.
This then concludes the initial explanation of appearances being mind, according to how it is explained in the Chittamatran mind-only school. And beginning students, it would be very beneficial for them to reflect upon and consider this explanation.
Kararasana, Semsamba Lokte, Tene, Nama, Trunang Yimba Sena, Semsang Yimba Tang, Semsang Yimba Sena, Tene, Dunga Denbar Madra, Pachyava Ngapsa, Yava La Sopa, Teso Semsamba Lokso, Tatoina, Le Tampo, Pekola, Lava Yungre.
Because it is easy for the beginner to understand this view that all outer appearances are simply the confused appearances of habitual tendencies, and that in the same way, and are only mind, and that in the same way, suffering, past and future lives are only mind. One can investigate the Chittamatran view, or one can explain it in a much more detailed fashion. And there one has to look into what is called the imaginary nature, the dependent nature, and the perfectly complete nature. And when one uses this terminology, it is a more detailed explanation in the way in which confusion arises, or the way in which beings are confused. But for now, Rinpoche is just going to give this brief explanation that he has just done.
Danyeba saja chenpo lukso tatuse na saja chenpo tumong mayimbe. Tumong mayimbe kyechor tatuse na nama sem yimba te nama te Semje nelo vesa saja chempu sartam sartam ropatam rao tab yibesena tene nama te sirto dembar mato pare senza
chirugina
sar ropa rao sonlas
right the chirugina ma di sangita ropa
sartam ropa rao yibesa saja chempu
saja chempu sanji esa
re semje nelo vesa saja chempu
Then if one moves to the explanation of appearances being mind as given in the uncommon way of explaining, that is the way in which Mahamudra explains this subject, it is said that the nature of the mind, the luminous nature of the mind, the Mahamudra, these are synonyms, that the play, the creative display, or the self-light of this luminous mind nature, then this is what outer appearances are, and thus they have no true inherent existence.
Tene sartang rorpa sechi te pa kandere se na pe na sartang rorpa te ha kukukuduwa Pena hedo ka hela jatong yore. Hedo nana jatong sharia ka neba yore. Jatong sharia ka tsar yore, neba yore. Ina ya nima vese da mante na jatong sharia ka tsar yore. Nima wopo na tene jatong sharia yore. Sikwa tiso kasa kala jatong sharia yore. Ten da wala sharia to sharia tsipa le sharia jatong tiso nanga hedo tsara rorpa raore. Tere mato Hedo le yendo chorpe sarur lan jatong yewa maare. Hedo nang la jatong sharia ke nueba chepar chen jure. Nueba te la ten de nueba tsar tang. Nueba tsar te tene sarur te sha baare.
Pedi nang la kari nima karare. Pedi nang la nima karare. Kari ina nima meena teni di jatong chua ke maare.
Arre re.
Pedi nima karare.
Nyama te e. Nyama te. Nyama te jatong. Tam rava yore. Togwa la jana nyama te lama sinata, sanjeje sinata, lama sinata jar gobre. Yabu jesu. Te yabu chuncho.
So, one way, one has to need to know what is meant by creative display, or what is meant by the play of the mind nature here. And this is illustrated by like a crystal or a prism. A crystal or a prism has the kind of potentiality or the power then to kind of, how should I put it, the power or potential of a rainbow is contained within a crystal or a prism. If there is no sun shining, then there will not be the appearance of a rainbow. If the sun is shining through this crystal or through this prism, then one can kind of manifest the rainbow, one can kind of move the crystal or prism around. The rainbow is not anything which is outside the crystal or separate from the crystal, but is actually contained within the crystal. I asked Rinpoche then, in this example, what is the sun? And his answer was that the sun was the blessings of the Buddha or the blessings of the Lama.
Yang hezur che sartan ropa te tena semjine lo wesa saje chenpo de namka dawa tabo. Namka dawa sar namka dawa chanan la kharwa de sar chanan ga dawa te melon ti na Melong shagre, te tsach tsanda wingre. Chunang dawati, ta nanka dawati shargire, shargi saja chimbore. Chunang sharwati, tene saja chimbu tsar, namdore. Tene melong nana sharwati, namdok tsar, namdok yord chorwati. Rwa, tsach tsanda wingre. Tsach tsama, re yore. Ten ravi shiva yang yore. Kare le lagna tara.
There is another example which we can apply to try to understand what is meant by creative display or play. And there is picture a moon in the sky. The moon shining in the sky is the nature of the mind, is the Mahamudra. And then that moon is reflected in a body of water on the ground, that reflection of the moon then is the creative display or the play of the mind nature or the Mahamudra. Then that reflected moon in the body of water is again reflected in a mirror which stands by the side of the water. That reflection in the mirror is the creative display of the created display. And one can explain it like this, that the moon shining in the sky is the nature of the mind, the Mahamudra. The moon shining in the body of water is conceptuality, conceptual thought. And the moon reflected then again in the mirror is the object of conceptual thought.
Tene da namka dawa de namka le yore, dawa zunyi de chunan le yore, 전화가 답에서 니한테 멜롱 나나 열에 셀레 여반다고 지어. 이나야 말람도 된다고 지어 말람 따봐 이나 말람도 남가 답에서 니 전화나 혈 전화가 답에서 니 멜롱 나나 혈에 말람 따나 때네 강가 셀을 여 말해. 전화가 답하다 멜롱가 답하 셀을 더 가봐요. 디 혈게 남가 답하 양 셀을 더여 말해. 샘장. 그러봐. 사바 랑게 샘 샘도 그래 서로도 말어 다테 말람 집에 들어가고 테마도 서로도 되는 게 나요 뭐니까
In the day one can apply the same example like to the sun shining and the sun reflecting in water and then from water into a mirror in the same way but then that seems to be outward and one may be attached to that as being all of that as being truly existent so again we need to consider the example of the dream where we have the moon in the sky, the moon reflected in a body of water, that reflected in a mirror. In a dream, if one dreams that kind of configuration, all of that has no true inherent existence. All of that is simply the mind.
Semje nelok te semje nelok saja chenpo te sadong yeme re sadong yeme te ngane ngo hi ma sum to toba yin na zong zhen yin nang ge chupa yong ma re de ne sadong yeme de ngo ma hi pa sar cha la yor de hi sar cha hi sir de hyor yang se ge do sar cha sir de yor ba sir de hyar te de le yor de hi semje nēlok tōngchā ngō ma hi te dāk tō hiyo ngā ngā dā dā sāngā dā ngō dāk tō hiyo dāk tō dā yin tō hiyo te nīn zhēn hiyar te te nē tō pārē sār tō ngō ma hi pārē
How does seeming outer appearance arise according to Mahamudra explanation? In the Mahamudra, the basic fundamental nature of the mind is said to be the inseparability of clarity and emptiness. When one realizes this inseparability of clarity and emptiness, then there is no kind of bewilderment or confusion concerning the true nature. When one does not recognize this inseparability of clarity and emptiness, then what happens is that the aspect of clarity is mistaken and seems to be outer objects. The aspect of emptiness is mistaken and there arises the clinging to the idea of I or self.
tekwa tenpo ta doje tepe tumong lukso re teni tela korem yore le tangpo pe to le lao yore tumong lukso re tende tumong yin chukso
In Buddhism, the common explanation for the arisal of confusion in all of the vehicles, that is the vehicles of the listeners or Shravakayana, the Mahayana or great vehicle, and in the Vajrayana, the common explanation is given as the gradual progression which is contained within the wheel of 12 interdependent originations or the 12 nidanas.
Tine tender juni shepa kapsa ya le tangpo pala shesar te marek tangpo marek pala tende nipa le nduze songa la soba koran jendu she te denpa tropa tabi chorchi she pare denpa tropa nrawu she pare tharto
From the point of view of a beginner, then one explains this progression of confusion, which begins with ignorance or not knowing, as being one is considering things as being truly existent or having some kind of true establishment. But then gradually and progressively, one comes to an ultimate explanation where things are, where the true nature, the actual nature, is said not to be truly existent. So that is following these 12 links of interdependent origination is the more common explanation for the way of confusion. And then again, moving to the Chittamatran or mind-only school, the way of confusion or mode of confusion is contained within the explanation of the eight consciousnesses, as Rinpoche has already explained tonight. The most profound or the most subtle explanation for the arisal or mode of bewilderment is that which is given in the Mahamudra, where it is said to be the non-recognition of this inseparability of clarity and emptiness. So then in the explanation of the Mahamudra, then, or what is primordial wisdom awareness, not ability of the mind's nature being the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, and that gives rise to a kind of befuddlement or darkness, and then that befuddlement or darkness is ignorance. When this inseparability of clarity and emptiness is recognized, then that is what is called primordial wisdom awareness. So in the Mahamudra then, how does one attain the state of a Buddha or Buddhahood, according to Mahamudra? The non-recognition of the nature of the mind as the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, this non-recognition is ignorance. This non-recognition is befuddlement. Recognizing this, or realizing, actualizing this inseparability between clarity and emptiness, and this is the actualization of the self-arisen primordial wisdom awareness. And when this self-arisen primordial wisdom awareness is actualized, then this ignorance or befuddlement or darkness becomes liberated, or one becomes liberated from that.
Le Satong yinmi te ngonson to mato po kapso marek pare. Marek pate leda nyo mong tam chi chi ye tan tsa ware son. Marek pata, marek pala ten te le nyo son cho son pare.
So this non-recognition of the nature of the mind as the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, this is what is cyclic existence, this is what is ignorance, basic ignorance or basic darkness, and then one is freed from that through the actualization of the self-arisen primordial awareness, primordial wisdom awareness. This is cyclic existence or samsara being the result of non-recognition is expressed in a verse by the great yogi Milarepa, who says that the inner clinging, the mind, which the inner clinging mind, when the nature of this mind is not realized, at that time there is ignorance. And at that time, then that is the basis or the root for karmic action and afflictive emotions.
To be the root or basis of samsara or cyclic existence is this non-recognition. And then Milarepa then continues and says, and I'll paraphrase now, that the recognition of the nature of the luminous nature of the mind, the Mahamudra.
Then the same thing, Nelo, Sato Yeme, Mato, Maripa, Mumba, and Gandre, Maripa Gana, Maripa, and Gagwe, Leda, and Yamontan, and Gandre, then Sanjay Kumatova.
So, in Mahamudra, what is the actual the realization of Buddhahood? It is the exhaustion of the confused, bewildered mind, it is the actualization of the self arisen primordial wisdom awareness. It is the cessation of all ignorance, afflictive emotions, and karmic activity due to this realization of the inseparability of clarity and emptiness. This is also said in a verse by Milarepa. One's own mind, taken to the ground of exhaustion, when greatly ornamented with the four kayas, isn't that called Buddha in a single life?
Same the
mōmbāre, tēlē sōme, tā chādā mōsōm tāmchē, trūpa sēm re, trūpa sēm tē sēpā, sēpā kāpsō, tēne tsēchē kāsāng jē sēpā re sē. Pēnā sēm jē nē lōg, sātō yēmī, tē ngōy sōm tō tō nē rānsō rīpa īkhi, ngō tō chō rīyō tū, tēne rānsō rīpa īkhi tē mārīk pēng kārtā re, lō pā nā mē pā mē pā nā kī, lō kō wō tū, mē nā nā. Lopana Lokobu Yunamba Gandu, take into Ranzon Ripi, he take Marik Pankatare, Ranzon, same Janelo Saja Champum, the Ton, the Ranzon Ripi, King on the Jabari, Ranzon Ripi, King on the Joron, do, same Janelo Mado, but Marik Padangandore, Marik Pankaka, Marik Palesoma, for the same Tanjan Gandore, then the Sanjiva. This Enna Ransin says her Jorwala, Sechik Sanjay Mizeram, say Mizeram, this Sechik Sanjay.
So in this verse, Milarepa is saying, isn't that called the Buddha in a single lifetime? What? The exhaustion of one's own mind. Now, what that means is there are two kinds of minds being referred to here. The first mind is the confused mind, the bewildered mind. And it is that confused, bewildered mind then which needs to become exhausted. And the second mind being spoken about is the luminous mind nature, the Mahamudra, the inseparability of clarity and emptiness. And it is this mind which needs to be fully, completely actualized. This actualization of the nature of the mind is Buddhahood. It is like turning on a light. As soon as the light is turned on, all of the darkness in a room vanishes. In the same way, when one actualizes the nature of the mind, then there is this self-arisen primordial wisdom awareness. And with the arisal of this self-arisen primordial wisdom awareness, then all of the ignorance, befuddlement, and darkness ceases or becomes exhausted. And at that time, and this is what Milarepa says, is Buddha in a single lifetime.
One of the triple same seva is Sanji Yina, Lami Dajamba Tongu, triple same Kanga said, or the same Jenjere, Sichi Sanji Revesena. They talk about the service, Che to Kuki than the Rocky Jin the Chase. Same seva Sanji de Greve, Dinding Mare, Dajamba Lami Dajamba Yore, Kuki than the Rocky Provenus. Ranzon repeat him on the joke, triple same Sena, Sichi Sanji Tobari. They are quicker than Deva, he gained the chair. Quicker than Deva, the Buddha was more. Quicker than Deva, Triple Sam said, the quicker than Dena, then it's a chisel. Quicker,
Chuko, Moko,
Naka, Dorchika. Yeah, the Siba Dorchika, the end of it.
So then Milarepa in this verse also speaks about that. This Buddha in a single lifetime being the exhaustion of the mind or the confused mind here, this is ornamented with the four kayas. And what this means is that the stage of an arahat without remainder, then the mind of an arahat without remainder, the confused, bewildered mind of such a one is also exhausted. But Milarepa says, is this enough? No, it is not enough, because there needs to be a kind of ornamentation which takes place. And that ornamentation is the Dharmakaya, the Sambhogakaya, the Nirmanakaya, and the Vajrakaya, or the indivisible Vajrakaya. In the tradition of the Vajrayana, it is said that with the exhaustion of the confused, bewildered mind in a single lifetime, there was also the four bodies of the Buddha, or the four kayas, and through these, then there becomes an uninterrupted flow of emanations.
Rupto Pomo Sanje Majaba song, you rete, te tamje genan in chodu chopa, te malaria pare, ne conga songs in Achimbore,
Rinpoche has quoted this verse from Milarepa because in the land of Tibet there arose many great siddhas, both men and women, and the most supreme of them all was the Yogi Milarepa. And so his words are extremely clear, and his words carry a great deal of blessings.
He
feels that those who follow the tradition of the Kajupa, that it is very, very good to reflect, to investigate, to read these verses of Milarepa, because the views which are contained therein are extremely profound. This then tonight was a brief explanation of the first topic, that appearances or mind, first connecting it up with the Mahayana, the common Mahayana explanation of the mind-only Chittamatran school, and then secondly, the uncommon explanation which is contained in the Mahamudra. So if you have any questions, please raise your hands.
Number one.
Yes.
When Rinpoche is talking about the Mahamudra explanation, is he referring to the Madhyamaka school of Mahayana? Or could he explain?
When he's talking about the Mahamudra explanations, is he referring to the...
Right, as opposed to the Chittamatran.
Is he referring to the Majjhimikan school?
Yes. Or if not, what is he referring to?
When he talks about Mahamudra. Rinpoche, Dini, Chakchen, Sumna, Dikola Sumna, Di Semsam Di Lukmare, Di Jargimare, Dini Konsam Gitu Di Dolukre, Di Uma Gi Tamare.
Kare.
Chakchen. Chakchen Di Tanta Di Sumna, Di Rinpoche, Di Chepachi Kure, Dini Di Semsam Dan Chakchen, Muyure. So the Chakchen di Semsan Mena, then he Semsan di Uma Rebe.
Semsan Uma Yama.
Chakchen Semsan Mena, then he Chakchen Uma Rebe.
Chakchen Chambo de Uma Lord here, Maris Tuatata.
Uma Lord, Amen.
Chakchen. Saja Chambo Oman Tartuba is. Oman Tartuba. Tartuba Omaris in the degree. Saja Chambo de Omale chepar the power is in the end degree. Oman tartu what is in the end degree.
One could say that Mahamudra is a very extremely particular or special Mahamudra. One could also say that it is like the ultimate, that Mahamudra is a very particular or special Majjhimaka, or that it is the ultimate Majjhimaka.
Teya terempena saja chempu ngo te sur ye na ne na wa sem su te ba te sem sa na ja sem tong ba du chot te ra ngo te chot te ra tong da ja tong ba lun ruk de ju la ma ta wa ye tong da ja de ne ye ba te saja chempu te mo ma he ba lo su ki ye di sa pye te ta ri ma he ba wa.
Now one can think in the following way, that tonight's topic of appearances being mind only, and Rinpoche has connected this up with the Chittamatran mind-only view. When he speaks in the next session that mind is emptiness, it will be connected with the, what is called the empty of self Majjhimikan view. connecting it up with the Svatantrika and Prasangika views of the Madhyamaka. When he speaks on the third topic, that emptiness is spontaneous presence, he'll connect it up with the view as expressed in the text, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, and what is called the Madhyamakan empty of other school. And when he speaks that spontaneous presence is self-liberating or self-liberation, then that is the uncommon Mahamudra itself.
Rinpoche said that a mind of arhat without confusion wasn't enough.
Without remainder
wasn't enough. That there it required ornamentation, which was the four kayas. Could Rinpoche say more about how that arises, how the ornamentation or four kayas arises?
How these four kayas arise.
Yes.
Yene ji kuyye ta lan ji kuyye ta ndrev kuyye shi kukure. Ye la rangyin namda ka kuyye yore. Sem jang ngogo tongpa chukko rangyin sarwa longka matong gami turka sikure. Janda ye sem jing thamche la rangyin namda ka kuyye yore. Lobo tata ji kuyye yore maare. Ye la rangyin namda ka kuyye yore pa latin te lan ji kapso kuyye ngon to chor. Ndrev kapso ntrupat. Rama Bhaksha Dhan Chebhav Sehde Tene Tanda Kukye Rama Bhaksha Dhan Chebhav Sehne Ta Karasa Kuro Ngondu Chobhan Tharsimha Lanji Kapsa Kukye Lanji Sehde Devu Kapsa Kukye Rama Bhaksha Dhan Chebhav Sehde Devu Kapsa Ta Lobo Chadraji Kukye Ngondu Chobhan Ye Kapsa Rangin Lindup Kukye Yere Lobo Tadraji Kuyye Mare. Tene Lanji Trama Jang Tene Devu Kapso Tangbo Muma Ne Rangyi Namda Kuyye Yore Lobo Tadraji Kuyye Mare. Lobo Ntrupa Trama De Seba Kapso Tene Tanda Lobo Tadraji Kuyye Ngondu Chobare Tene Takpa Nidinji Kuyye.
One needs to think about the four kayas in the following way. One needs to consider them from the point of view of the ground, the point of view of the path, and the point of view of the fruit or fruition. From the point of view of the ground, then, is what is called the natural, spontaneous, pure kayas. These are completely pure, but these kayas do not contain what is called the kayas which are separate from or free from the adventitious stains. From the point of view of the path is then the process in which the stains are purified or removed from the four kayas. And at the point of view of the fruition of fruit, this is when all stains, all faults, have been completely exhausted. And then at this point, this is called the four kayas which contain the two purities. And these two purities are the original spontaneous natural purity of the four kayas, one, along with the purity of the four kayas after the adventitious stains have been removed or exhausted.
Semchen tamche sanje yinba te, semchen tamche je semche ne lok rangyin namda ka sanje re. Chetan sanje la rangyin namda ka sanje tan lobo tada je sanje nye re. Lobo trama tabe sanje nye re. Semchen tamche sanje nye kiba sanje te, lobo tada je sanje ma re, rangyin namda ka sanje re. Semchen tamche je semche ne lok devarishiku nyingbo am, yāna sēmche nē lō yā sācā chēmpu ngō lē yīni tamā mē pā tē rāngyī nāndā kā sāngyē rē rāngyī nāndā kā chūkā yāng rē tēne yīna yāna lōbō tātā jē sāngyē mā rē lōbō tātā yīna sēmche nā sāngyē lā chēpā mē pā chā rō rē tī yāng rē kā yīna tēne sēmche nā lōbō tātā jē sāngyē mā rē sē rāngyī nāndā kā sāngyē rē lōbō tātā jē sāngyē yīna tē sāngyē tā sēmche nā chēpā mē pā yīng rē tī yāng rē kā yīma rē wā Then they sang Jeb Capso Karasamare. Lower the Trema Samare. Lower to Drasid. Lower the Trema Samare. Lower the Trema Karasamare. Lower the Trema the Dutin Takwandao Mare. Trema Tripandao Mare. Triple Trema Samare. Malarebe Rasin Cesar Chor Hippe Ransaya the same than Triple Sam Seba Somare. Triple Sam Seba de la Tene Triple Sam the Lower Vare. Lower Triple Sam Sedu Tene. Tanda lobo tetraje mo chuku sanje re lobo tetraje chuku re ten sanje pa kapsa takpa nidin se kare tangpo ne ngobo rangin je nabar takpa tang tangpo ne yore te tena lobo trupa trama se ondu trama takpa sarpa je yore ten takpa nidin je sanje se kare takpa nidin je sanje takpa nidin je chuku se kare
one can use the same explanation or similar explanation than using the word the awakened one or the Buddha, that from the point of view of the ground, the foundation, all sentient beings are endowed with the nature of the Buddha, or all sentient beings are endowed with the Dharmakaya, all sentient beings are endowed with the actual nature of the mind. But this is the Buddha or Dharmakaya, which is from the very beginning. Its essence is from the very beginning without stain. It is the natural completely pure Buddha, or the natural completely pure Dharmakaya. And both Buddhas and sentient beings are endowed with this, and in this way are the same. Sometimes it is said beings are Buddhas, and this is what is meant by that. But there is a difference in the fact that what is called the confused mind, or the adventitious stains, have not been purified. Again, this is a process which takes place from the point of view of the path. And then from the point of view of the fruition, you have the Buddha or the Dharmakaya, which is free from stains, which is pure in being free from stains. But it is not that the stains which have been completely purified or removed are have some kind of substantiality, have some kind of atomic particle base. It is that they are simply, as Milarepa spoke about when he spoke about the confused mind, it is his bewildered, confused mind which is exhausted. And when that bewildered, confused mind is exhausted, you have the Buddha or the Dharmakaya, which is endowed or contains these two purities, the natural, completely pure Buddha or Dharmakaya, as well as the Buddha or Dharmakaya, which is free or separate from these adventitious, fleeting stains.
Sem je ne lo ye saja chenpo te don tanpa sanje yinpa ta chok, te zong me pa. Te zong me pa yi chi chen. Sem je ne lo ye saja chenpo te rang yin namda ka sanje yinpa ngay chi ta chok. Ta chok ne, tene lo won trupe trama jang ne, te sanje chi kompa drogo pa. Same to Nelok Saja, yes, Saja Temple, the Don't understand Jay, but Tajuna, Tajuna Tetome, by some name. Ichi Jene, Ichi Jiba Kaza, this Sanja Kade Dure, Tantripeta, my jungle, same to my jungle.
If a being has, if an individual has no doubt whatsoever, has real firm confidence that in this Mahamudra from the point of view of the ground being the ultimate Buddha, the ultimate Buddha, in other words, that this ground, basic nature of the mind, this Mahamudra, is the ultimate Buddha, if there's no doubt or hesitancy about this, confidence in it, then one will understand that it's through the practice of the path, that through practicing the path, one will actually be able to achieve Buddhahood.
From the Chittamatra point of view, how does confusion arise, basically? Is it self-arising? And if it is, then isn't it in some sense temporarily real and actual, in the same way that what we perceive is temporarily existent, or seems to be? And if it's not, how does it go away? In the sense that, most definitely there seems to be among people an abiding sense of self that seems to be the strongest in terms of what doesn't go away. So, please.
In the Chittamatran point of view, then how does confusion arise? Is it self-arising? And when it arises, even then it seems to, it is temporarily existing when it arises?
It seems to be. Yeah.
It seems to be, or it is.
Well, I'm not going to say it. I mean, in terms of existence, it's not ultimately existing because of the temporal quality of it. But it seems that within time, even though it's transient, it exists. There is, you know, without trying to, one wakes up in the morning and the room just starts to appear. You know, and that doesn't seem like anyone particularly created it, or that it was just a dream anymore.
And then if it is not then existent or real, how does it go away?
Since it appears, yeah, exactly.
I'm just trying to reformulate your question so I can understand how to.
If it's not real in the first place, I mean, my question is, it seems that there is some real quality, and the basic statement of mine only seems, I think, to say that that's a misunderstanding. But if it's a misunderstanding, then what substance is there in something called misunderstanding? You know, someone explains to you something clearly, and you say, oh, I was wrong. And it seems like it should be washed away really quickly, your built-up world that's built on a misunderstanding. But it seems like that doesn't happen, that there's a real abiding confusion, which, you know, people call self, that lasts for a good long time.
Den Samsung di Loka, ni Trupa di Kandis Jumore, di Rang Jumore, Rebe, Chikre, Kare Sene, di Trupa di Nangwa Denso, di temporary?
Temporary.
Ne logo ki kabla, ne kap ki kabla, kunso ki kabla di sum. Di dempere.
Truba, truba.
Nawa.
Nawa, nawa.
Dempere yunso re. Di nuni race. Nune yunso race. Di nune lena. Di nangwa di nangwa di dempa zempa di kandas trogare. Kare sani di Pena shoke ne deni lan ne kabla, sine lan ne kabla.
Nore.
Kuk segi kabla. Deni di kampa denso, deni rang yundu ki shwagre.
Rangin ki shwagre.
Rangin ki shwagre.
Te pe te malam ki pe te ngay mambu khe sunga, malam ki pe le sama kabla. Chetan nawan te Pakyan Trupa Nama Yimbe, Senna, Pakyan Trupa Mazeja Pata Dempa Trupa Nama Nangiure, Malam Wama Yimba Kapso, Malam Janawan, then Trupa Nama Yina Dendro Nanginangre, Mohin and Nama de Jonore, Raba, Mohin and Nama Jubere, Nisena Nama Yomara, Tedan Dore, Raba, Malanji Pelasamatango.
one needs to think about this example of the dream, that in the dream, when one does not recognize that one is dreaming, then due to the influence of the habitual tendencies, or through the power of these habitual tendencies, and whatever appears in the dream seems to be true, seems to have some kind of actual existence. And but when one recognizes that one is dreaming, when one wakes up from the dream, then one sees that what appears does not have any true inherent existence.
Pena megle chung yo na, megle chung yo na panang tung bala trahe dang. Trahe la so ba manda ba na so nang ge re, meg wang pe chung de ne ba cha na, de ne trahe la so ba ya me ba lo. Trahe
cha na.
Trahe. Rabe tin. Mengne chin la.
For example, that there is...
Your Jurvati then a control trap with China, draw with the Yidam Ombaji Nangre, then a control the Zepa than Jurna, young draw with the Yidam on our ten trouble. Nanga Namdo Jurvati in your Jordan. Manama the Nis and Malam Yomare, Nigla Nasa the Meba Jona, Peking the Ned the Meba Ton Jona, Trahi Nangamar. Roman Turban Jurvati, your Jurgare.
Trupa Savanimina, young, your Manangue.
Chetan Marek Pala Songar Deva. Jikto La Tava, Pumbo La, Pumbo Nga La Dada Dada Tava Yuva. Marek Zepa La Jikta Sikre.
Okay, first, where does this confusion arise from? It, as has been said in the Chittamatra interview, it arises due to ignorance and due to this view of a self-existent I, of a self or an I. And one can also look at it this way. If one considers the a fault in the I, a sickness in the I, then through the sickness of the I, then one, it maybe what is meant here is cataract, that one sees a kind of like hairs or fuzziness that seem to be outward. And when the sickness of the I is cured, then this appearance of like sort of dangling hairs disappears. In the same way, there is two ways in which one these appearances come to be seen as unreal. One is where there is the change in the actual thoughts. For example, due to anger, then one looks at someone and gets a very unpleasant feeling and sees that person as an enemy. If one changes the thought of anger, then like through the remedy of patience, then when one sees that being, then one will see it won't be unpleasant and might even see the one as a friend. So in that way, appearances change due to changes in the mind. And secondly, then like in a dream, when one wakes up, there's also the fact that appearances just simply vanishing.
Tate, look at the game. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For example, there's an interdependency here. For example, due to parents, mother and father, you have children. But it is also due to children that you have parents. It is not that this befuddlement, darkness, or ignorance is just something that happens like at a moment. It's kind of momentarily separate. It is a kind of uninterrupted flow. That there is ignorance at the time of karmic action, in which karmic seeds are kind of implanted or planted. There is ignorance at the time when one experiences the result of that action. It's an uninterrupted flow of ignorance. Generally, then, in the Chittamatra mind only explanation about the way of confusion or manner of confusion, it's explained that it's due to ignorance. The fact, however, that this ignorance itself has no true inherent existence, which he will speak about tomorrow when he talks about mind being empty and relates it to the Madhyamikan empty of self views.
Okay.
So we'll stop here for tonight. Let us sit for a few minutes, not in blankness, but in thinking about these two explanations, let us sit and reflect upon these explanations that Rinpoche has given.
Yeah,